This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
Another village, sell it in another village, buy something from another village, go to another village, buy and sell. You'll be increasing in his profit as he was moving before you will finally come back to his own village with goods and profits. So as smart as this man is, he went to one of the sheikhs in his area, in his village, and he went to say, "Sheikh, please, you need to pray for me. I want to start this my journey. This is harvest period, and this is what I do from time to time." So the sheikh prayed for him that may Allah put al-baraka in everything that he had to do. So he embarked on the journey. He had only reached the second village when he realized that his son was too harsh for him and he had not reached where he was going to go and rest. So there's a place that looked like a small cave, you know, by a mountain. So he decided to just hide there for a while, just to cool off. So when he entered there, he saw something that was very, very mysterious and something very surprising. What did he see? He saw a bird on one side of the cave, and this bird looked very, very sick. The wings had pulled off, and the bird looked so emaciated. Obviously, this bird could not even fly. So he was wondering that what this bird actually needs is, you know, nutrition. This bird needs something to eat, something to drink, so that the bird can get well and be okay. While he was there looking at that and wondering, another bird came, very healthy, very agile, and this bird that came brought worms in its mouth and came, dropped the worms in the front of this sick bird and used his beak to, you know, nudge that bird as if, "Here's something for you, here's something for you." So he was observing. The bird that was very sick and shivery was now picking these worms one by one, picking one by one. So this other bird went away again and came back with some other insects. You know, it has already killed the insect, dropped them there. It went again, after 5 minutes, came back, brought some grains. So as it was going and coming, this other sick bird was, you know, perching and eating. He now said, this is what they normally say, that wamamin da batin fil out illa ala Allah rizquha, that there's no creature on earth except Allah that provides for it. He now remembered, okay, look at me now. I keep struggling up and down. Why don't I just stay in my village? Whatever I'm going to eat, Allah will bring it for me there, the way he provides for this bird in this cave that is weak, that is sick. So he went back to his village and went to the sheikh and said, "Sheikh, see what I saw today. You are not going again. I saw something and that's what made me to come back. What did you see?" He narrated to the sheikh what happened. And the sheikh said, "Allahu Akbar. But you tell me, of these two birds, which of them would you like to be like? Do you want to be the bird that was sick and somebody else is giving it food? Or you want to be the one that was healthy and was going around to gather food to bring for the sick one?" He said, "Okay, Sheikh, don't say any other thing. I will go back. I'm going on my journey." Sometimes Allah imposes a choice on us. If Allah has imposed on you that you should be healthy and you should be the one that will be doing all the, let me use our language, all the wahala around, and you are the one that will be feeding people, you are the one that will be providing for people, don't complain. Don't complain, because that's a choice Allah has made for you. It is better for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The hands on top, al-yadul ulya, khairun min al-yadis sufla." Let me translate to say, the beak, you know, the beak of the bird, the one that's on top is better than the one that's below. So just chill, accept it like that, that you are the one that people will be disturbing. If people don't disturb you, it means you don't have what they need. And if you don't have what they need, it means you are weak. So accept it that people who are weak will seek you, they will disturb you, they will bother you. If Allah has given you what they want, if it is wealth, if it is position, if it is authority, if it is knowledge, if it is influence that you have, and people are bothering you, just be grateful. Accept it like that. It is better they are bothering you than they forget you. If people have forgotten about you, that means you are in the grave. So long as you are alive, if you were to make a choice, choose to be the one that is healthy, that is flying all around. And I want you to notice something about the way this healthy bird was feeding the sick one. It was feeding that sick one so that sick one can get well. And so that sick one can also fly someday. So be careful. To say that you are doing wahala doesn't mean you will be taking care of people forever. Be selective and be very tactful in the way you feed people. Nudge them back to life so that they can also fly one day. Not that you keep them sick perpetually. If you can understand this bird thing very well, then you have now learned how to make life to be user-friendly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.